Lawmakers are still in session at this hour and will likely be in Augusta into the evening as they take up several tough issues. Maine Public Radio political reporter Mal Leary joins us from Augusta. Mal, wasn't this supposed to be a one-day session mostly on the child welfare bills?
Well, you're right on that, Ed, but this is the legislature, and issues have a way of taking on a life of their own. The child welfare bills have engendered considerable debate in both the House and Senate, and the most controversial one that would have made it a criminal offense for a mandated reporter not to report a suspected case of abuse or neglect, that was killed by lawmakers. A bill providing funding for additional pay, more supervisors, a new computer system for tracking all of those child protective cases. That bill, with a price tag of some $21 million, has been passed. Other parts of the package are still in play but are expected to be passed before lawmakers go home later tonight.
So most of the governor's plan is moving forward. Another major bill was tax conformity. What happened with that measure?
Tax conformity also has been approved by lawmakers. This makes several changes to the state's tax laws as a result of that massive federal tax cut that was passed late last year. But it does not simply conform state law to the federal changes. Maine, for example, will keep the standard deduction the feds got rid of. Both personal and corporate income tax rates are reduced, and there are several other changes in the massive tax code. One change the state is not making is conforming to the federal change that eliminates the estate tax. And in the Democratic caucus this morning, fears were expressed that that failure will lead to a veto of this bill from the governor.
Okay, so that's why lawmakers aren't finishing up tonight. They'll be back for a veto day in September.
And it may not only be the veto of the tax bill that we're talking about here, Ed. There could be other vetoes. The governor often looks on vetoes like he's a legislator, and that's why he's issued more vetoes than all other governors combined in modern times. As we speak, the Appropriations Committee is considering an emergency request from Secretary of State Matt Dunlap for an additional $300,000 for the fall elections. Some of that is related to ranked choice voting costs, and it may well draw a veto from the governor if lawmakers finally pass it.
So it sounds like it's been a busy day up there. Any other surprises?
There are always surprises when the legislature is in, Ed. I think the decision by the House to send a question to the state Supreme Court on Indian gaming may qualify as a big surprise. The order asks the opinion of the justices whether a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court ruling on tribal gaming is applicable to the Holton Band of Maliseets. This order has been on the House calendar for months, and it was finally passed today 70-54. Now, the reality is the court may decline to issue an advisory opinion on all of this, but now we'll have to see what the court does, and I'm sure the tribe will be watching it closely.
A very busy day that's not over. Thank you so much, Mal. Maine Public Radio political reporter, Mal Leary.